Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Our inspiration today comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 6. Been thinking about this account here, how Daniel, because of his, in the beginning of Daniel, it says they purposed in his heart to not defile himself with the things of the heathen people that had taken them captive. And so in this chapter, we find the people, some men trying to find fault with Daniel, and they couldn't really find anything. So they made the king make a decree. I guess I'll read that and then talk about it a little more. So in chapter 3, it says in verse 3 that Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, just because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. That's quite something to be said of a man. You know, people looking for fault for you, for faults or anything that they could find occasion against him, they could find none. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So they knew that the only way they were going to make him disobey or find fault in him was if they found something where Daniel would want to be in obedience to God rather than the king or anyone else. So then the presidents and princes assembled. They went to the king and asked him to make a decree and a royal statute, it says in verse 7, to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. So now they convinced the king to do that. And the king established the decree. He signed the writing. And it said it couldn't be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians. So the king signed the writing and decree. Now in verse 10. This is the part that I wanted to comment a little more on, because I've always wondered, well, how did Daniel feel like when he was being cast into the den of lions? Was he afraid? How would you think? Do you think he was afraid, or do you think he was trembling and weak in his joints because what might going to happen to him? But then it says that in verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, so Daniel knew it, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So he didn't change anything. He just went and did what he was always used to doing. And so then these men, they came and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And so at this time, because of that decree that they got the king to make, no one was supposed to be praying or making supplication to anyone except the king. So then they came to near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. So they told the king, well, didn't you make a decree that any man ask a petition of any god or anyone else should be cast into the den of lions? Then the king said, yes. Then verse 13 says, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but make it his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. So the king, when they told him that, he knew right away that he had made a big mistake in making that decree. And so it wasn't like earlier when I think it was a different king that had the men thrown in the fire. That time the king was very angry. But here the king was so displeased, it says. Then in verse 15, then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, King, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statutes which the king established may be changed. So then they reminded him that they couldn't change anything, even though the king was trying to find a way to keep Daniel from getting thrown in the den of lions. So then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And his throne was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. So the king was suffering because he knew that Daniel was being thrown into the den of lions and when he had no fault. But I find it amazing how the king encouraged Daniel that his God will deliver him. And I'm sure that Daniel went with the same with confidence in when he was getting thrown in that his God would deliver him. So the king arose very early in the morning and he rushed to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. So the king, he says, a main point there that I find is he says to him, he called Daniel a servant of the living God, and he said, then he asked the question, is thy God, whom thou servest continually? And that's the point I want to make there. It says, so Daniel was serving his God continually. It's not just sometimes not. He was continually serving God. And then so Daniel was able to tell the king that, yes, his God sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Because it says innocent, he was found innocent before God and also before the king. He has done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. So then the king had all those bad men accuse Daniel. He had them and their children and their wives. How sad it was that they all got thrown in and into the lions. Then and the lions killed them all, it says. So then the chapter ends by saying that the king, he made a decree that in every dominion of his kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever in his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. And his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So yes, that's quite an inspiring message. Be like Daniel. Let's all persevere to be like Daniel. May God bless you and keep you till next time.